It costs nothing to enjoy this Pete, Matt and Kimber podcast. If you've been injured in a road or work accident and made a claim, it costs nothing to know where you stand with Maurice Blackburn, Australia's number one plaintiff law firm.
Sometimes when the world has gone to poo, I just think, you know what, why don't we just let everything collapse and we'll leave the world to dogs.
Oh, be a much better world.
Because we all know dogs are the best people.
Dogs are the best people. Dogs are the best people.
And because dogs are the best people, essentially we kind of let them do what they like.
Yes.
And I've been a real disciplinarian. Like, I had my last dog I had for 17 years, and he had things about him that I loved a little less than others. Like, you know, he had some irritating behaviours that I never really got out of him early enough. And I thought to myself, if I get another dog, this dog's going to be trained a lot better.
And you did that with McGruff.
And I did. And I've always been really tough with McGruff. And because he was such a cute little ball of fluff when he was a pup, everybody was like, it seems like you're being so mean. And I was like, no, if I stick to the rules now, I'm going to have a really good dog later.
Yes, yes.
And in almost every respect, that has paid off until my partner. Because James doesn't follow all the same rules that I do.
Yep.
And I have this rule where I hate dogs watching us eat. I can't stand it when my dogs watch. Now, we've got our little Digby as well, our little Chihuahua, and she has, you know, she's small and she doesn't get in the way. So the thing is that when you're eating a meal, sometimes you don't notice when she's encroached on your space because she's teeny tiny. But when McGruff is watching, I'm like much more aware. And so I give them commands and I say, get back. And they know they're not allowed to watch me eat, any of us. And then they turn their backs to us and they look elsewhere.
Okay. Which is weird.
I think it's normal. I'm like, who wants to have someone begging at them all the time? It makes me feel rushed to eat my meal. It makes me feel uncomfortable. I'm like, go away. You get fed plenty and you'll get something at the end.
And you get enough of that with me at work, don't you?
Stop watching me eat, Matt. And so I'm disciplined and James has started to be a bit like, I'm like, can you give him the command, please? And he's like, oh, I don't. And I'm like, when are we just going to give up the rule? You know, you fight so hard. And then I think maybe I am now the one who has to just go, all right, yeah, you can have that too. I mean, they get the run of the house.
Oh, yes. I mean, we've given up with Florence, basically, with the couch thing. For a while there, we used to have a little spray bottle.
If
I saw her on the couch, I'd give her a quick spray and she'd get off. But these days, we do this same dance every single morning. Alarm goes off at 1 minute past four. My feet hit the floor upstairs. I hear her feet hit the floor downstairs as she gets off the couch. We pass on the stairs. We nod to each other. Yes, I know what you were doing. You know what I was doing. Have a lovely day. And to you, sir. And that's it. And we've just given up.
Fee in Kelmscott, what's the pet rule that you've just given up on?
I've got a Jack Russell Chihuahua Cross.
Yeah.
Who is 16 and a care companion. And I have given up on getting her out of bed.
Doesn't get up.
She has half a queen size bed with a triangle pillow and an electric blanket.
No wonder she's not getting out of bed, Fee.
No. It gets turned off all the time. Like, it's off now for summer.
Oh, yeah.
And she doesn't get out of bed.
Brilliant.
Oh, that must be beautiful to do.
Yeah, exactly.
Susie's in North Dandenup. Susie, what's the rule that you've just given up with your pet?
Well, pretty much everything with mine. I've got three dogs and the two boys are 12 now. They're litter mates, so they were trained really well.
Yeah.
Now we have a girl in the pack. She's two and she is just completely rogue.
What type of dogs are they, Suze?
They're sausage dogs.
Oh, you got no chance. Those dogs.
I know. I know.
Those dogs have got so much personality.
Yes.
They have. They're very stubborn breed. But with the boys, I was actually quite lucky because they're litter mates and that was a hard job to train two puppies.
Yeah.
But they're really well trained for the breed and they sit in their bed. They don't beg. They're really quite good. But she came in and they said, get a girl. And she just took over.
They always do, Susie. They always do.
Jeremy in Lansdale, what's the rule you've given up with your dog?
I've even tried feeding it before we have dinner, but it still wants to watch. And every time I tell it off, my wife just nags me to death and says, leave it alone, Bruce is human.
Thinks he's people.
Am I smiling?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to try and stay positive because, you know, life's beautiful. And getting old, one should do that gracefully. And I don't consider myself to be old. It's just a number after all. I mean, you know, I'm still a young man at heart. But certain things are happening
if
to me.
If he says it every day, he starts to believe it, Tim.
And I'm starting to feel a little bit like this.
Old man, look at my life. I'm a lot like you were.
I'm not old yet. How's this?
Old man, look at my life. I'm a lot like you.
So, you know when you start to injure yourself by doing nothing?
Oh, yeah.
That's when you know that the body needs a bit of work. I really do need to hit some of my wife's yoga classes.
Mm-hmm.
Because I hurt myself in bed the other day.
Oh, the worst kind.
Yes. And if I was getting up to a bit of fun, great. I'd take that with a smile. But I was literally, you know, when you're laying down and, you know, I had some pillows and they weren't in the sweet spot. And so I, rather than getting up and turning around and punching them or whatever you do, I just used my neck to and my head to kind of, you know, put it into the right. You know what
it
I mean?
It was too much of a struggle to put your tiny little T-Rex arms up inside, out of the sheets and like just to move it with your hands.
Well, I hear what you're saying, but this is how minimal the movement was. It was a slight adjustment.
Right.
So that's why I felt quite comfortable doing it in the nodding version rather than the hand version.
Mm.
And as I'm doing this with my neck, I went, oh my God, what have I done? I had a shooting
pain.
Down my back, up through my neck, and I was lying there going, Tay, I don't know what's happened.
From adjusting your pillow using your neck.
Using my neck.
And you've probably done much more than that in the past, haven't you? You've been able to like do that plenty of times without injury.
Well, I was a headbanger.
Yeah.
You know, for God's sake.
Maybe that's part of the problem.
Oh yeah, God. And it's also rough because I'm like, you know, William Shatner, for example. I mean, he's 90.
Yes.
He seems to be still doing fine, Maddie, because he's just come back from space.
It was so moving to me. This experience did something unbelievable.
Wow.
He gets that. Imagine how, I'm just thinking you in a tiny space shuttle.
Yeah.
Like a crawler. You wouldn't come out being able to be like a fold-up chair.
Well, yeah, and you can imagine the beautiful views. And as I try and crane my neck to get a view of our beautiful blue planet, I go, oh, my God, I've done something.
Constable Kimber reporting for duty.
Police, stay where you are.
Don't move.
Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when Kimber comes to you?
Settle down, mate. You're gonna get sprayed.
Matt laughs at this every day.
I love it. You're going to get sprayed.
Oh, apparently we've got to give warnings. You know, you've got to give a warning if you're going to do that. Yeah, but Constable Kimber in the Air Wing Division today got to go up in the chopper, in the cool dolphin chopper. It's pretty cool.
Serious hardware, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, the headgear I had to wear was heavy enough on its own. It was pretty full on. But I had gotten word that producer Jeans and Joggers had stolen the Mix combi van.
Oh.
And had taken it on a bit of a joyride to Coogee.
Well done.
So we jumped up in the chopper and went, let's go and have a look for them and we'll see how we go. And this is how it unfolded.
Constable Kimber here at the police air wing, and we've been called out on a job because there is a dodgy blue and white combi out towards Coogee. So we're going to track those dodgy people down.
Right there.
Where's that one? Okay.
Yep.
So is that your target?
Right, that's the target right there.
Alrighty, we got it.
They're on the move. Still travelling southbound Coburn Road.
Keep talking, Kimber.
Okay, guys, so we're still from Medina Parade, Maridoo Wharf. Vehicle turning right into near Buff Circle off Coburn Road.
Looks like a dead end in here, Kimber. They could be getting ready to dump.
Approaching the car park. Passenger door is open. Female passenger out of the left-hand side of the car, and also the driver is out of the right-hand side. Both running. Which direction is that?
North.
Around. Oh, they're just jumping. They're running through the grass, over into the grassed area. Oh, no, they've both stopped. They've thrown their hands in the air. Oh, they're both down on the ground. Down on the ground. I think we've got the notorious Jeans and Joggers stationary on the grass.
Wish it was that easy.
It was hilarious. I had the best time up there.
You are good.
You know, I must admit, of all of the tasks that I've done, the chopper I felt probably the most comfortable in, and they were all like, you were really good on the radio, and I thought, well, at least...
Yeah, and you love a good sit down too, so, you know, that's you in your sweet spot, right?
It's just amazing. Like, it was really incredible seeing what they're capable of doing and what incredible assistance the chopper is to the cops on the ground.
Yeah.
You know, for what they can see and what they can do up there. It was a really interesting time. And, yeah, they were telling me it takes about 5 years or so, like, of being working your way up through. So everybody starts at the police. You just start at the recruit level and everybody does the same training and works their way up. And then they kind of find where you might fit or where you might have sort of, you know, skills that lead to that area. And I just, it was so fascinating. I really enjoyed it.
Well, you give very clear, calm instruction.
Well, I think the guys in there were like that too. Yeah. I think they were really calm. They were that, like, they give you an idea of how to communicate, I think. But I just, it was amazing. And jeans and joggers afterwards, because they were giggling the whole way through. They're having such a good time. Yeah. And afterwards, they said to me, did you see us throw ourselves to the ground? And I was like, did I see? I was like, I could see you laughing.
Yes.
Like, the camera from the sky can see so much that I was like, I could see the smiles on your faces. It was incredible.
The producers of Underbelly want to cast them in the next show. They make great perps.
No, they couldn't keep a straight face.
The footage is amazing if you check it out. Yeah,
I really enjoyed it. So check it out. The video is on all of our socials. And tomorrow... We're going to check in with the Deputy Police Commissioner and find out how I've done, like whether or not I might be able to be an honorary police officer for the WA Police.
Give her the badge, for goodness sake.
World Mental Health Day was on Sunday, and it leads us into WA Mental Health Week. We're joined by psychologist Dr. Marnie Lishman. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Dr. Lishman, you know, this is a bit of a situation where I think there's probably been no other time than now where there seems to be the greatest problems with people's mental health. People who have never suffered mental health issues before are suddenly feeling all kinds of pressure and feelings that they've never dealt with before. Are you finding that it's really rapidly increasing?
Yes. I think when the pandemic first started and scientists were scrambling for a vaccine, a lot of us psychologists were like, oh, we need to watch out here. There's going to be a mental health crisis that rolls off the back of this. So, yeah, for sure, we're seeing it escalating considerably.
Now, Marnie, of course, we know when people are in real crisis, there are plenty of numbers that people can call Lifeline Beyond Blue to have some immediate interaction with someone and hopefully get some help. But if you're just, you know, at home and you're worried about your mental health, maybe you're living with anxiety, what are the first steps that one takes to get some help?
I think, you know, talking to the people around you, so asking family and friends and getting the support from them. And then it's always great to have a wonderful GP that you're already connected to. And they're probably the really brilliant start or a great conduit to get further specialist help in the psychological realm. So I would always start with your GP.
And is it a case of, like, just tackling any sort of mild feeling that you may very well be feeling? Because one of the things that I'm hearing a lot from friends of mine at the moment is the word burnout. I feel like there's this dark cloud hanging over all of us, you know, because of COVID, and whenever this damn thing may very well end, and it's leading to things like this.
Oh, for sure. And burnout's essentially related to chronic stress in the occupational context. So it's more about work. Whereas chronic stress is probably the term that most people probably should be using. And that's just stress that's not going away.
I've got friends that have been trying to get in to see a psychologist over the last few months, and it's been really difficult. I know that it's being reviewed to see if we can try and get some of the students in their final years of psychology to be able to actively help the community. But if you're someone who is experiencing some issues and it's new to you and you don't know these feelings, what's the difference between a psychologist, a counsellor, a life coach? I might only have issues that I think are a bit small and I just need someone to talk to, but I don't want to pay $300 every time I go.
I know, it's really quite difficult. And that's why starting with your GP and having a good conversation, because even GPs, a lot of them have more training in mental health areas. So psychologists have obviously 4 to 6 to sometimes 8 years of psychology training. Then you've got your psychiatrists who are medical doctors that have the additional training in psychological health. Then you've got coaches who have a variety of experience and training. And then you've got some counsellors that, again, could be anything from an online certificate to probably more experience and training than even a psychologist would. So you have to do your research. Another thing with psychologists, if you get onto the Australian Association of Psychologists website, you can actually do some searches to find out what people specialise in and how much they charge to make sure that they're the right fit for you.
And Dr. Money, I'm of the understanding if you go to your GP too, they'll say you can get on a plan, a mental health plan, yes, where they offer 10 subsidised appointments to a psychologist. And then some people are finding that when they then go to activate that, there's still a gap of about $150. Yes. Are there any, yes, psychologists in Perth where that gap does not exist?
Yes, and I would say ring the practices or email them. So even if you get a referral from your GP and they put a psychologist on the mental health care plan, give them a call and ask them directly, because some are flexible and there probably are a few out there that will still bulk bill. Unfortunately, it's not common. You can let them know your circumstances as well. If you're on a healthcare card or you're on a pension of some sort, let them know what your circumstances are, because some will be flexible. And you can also get online help as well. So a lot of psychologists, because of lockdown, sometimes they will reduce their fees if they're seeing you through telehealth as well.
Right. All right, lots of good information there. And for those listening to this, we'll also put this on the Pete, Matt and Kimber podcast for you to be able to catch up on. Thank you very much, Dr. Marnie Lishman. We appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you.
Have faith. Ben.
We must have faith.
Ooh, I gotta have faith.
Do not lose your hope.
Yes, the game's called Faith, and today it's Kimber Cahill up and running.
All right.
Kimber, meet Jess. Jess from Byford. Jess, meet Kimber.
Hi, Jess.
Hey.
Jess, I went out to Byford for the first time. I mean, I've grown up in Perth, but like I did a proper drive through Byford. What a lovely spot.
It really is.
It's gorgeous. I was like, there were paddocks and farms, and it was actually really beautiful. I loved it out there.
She's right. Just trying to buddy you up, yeah. Jess. You don't have to have faith in her if you don't want to.
Jess, that doesn't mean anything about my general knowledge. Anyway, I'm going to get out of here out so of you here. And Matt and Tim can have a chat.
How is life in beautiful Byford this morning, Jess?
It's beautiful.
Yeah, gorgeous part of the world. Now, you are playing for $150 to spend at QT Perth, which is absolutely beautiful hotel. My wife and I spent our wedding night there.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, really good. Now, Jess, the category today we're going to ask Kimber on, you know she's been doing this Constable Kimber all week. So we're going to ask her a question regarding law enforcement. Do you have faith that she'll know the answer or not?
I think I have faith.
Okay.
We're saying we've got faith. Okay.
Yeah, we'll bring her in. Let's keep it storm.
Right, here she comes.
Here she is.
Okay.
All right, Kimber.
Yep.
Now, this week, of course, you've been doing Constable Kimber, and we've been enjoying your adventures with the police force.
Yep.
So your category today is on law enforcement.
Oh, okay.
So your question is, which of the following statements is not a real offence in Western Australia?
Okay.
Is it an offence to remove bird or bat droppings without a licence?
Okay.
Is it too illegal for a lady to be without a hat on a Sunday? 3, is it illegal for people to have more than 50 kilograms of potatoes in one place? Looking at you, Double View. So, which one of those is not a real offence still on the books?
It's still on the books.
Yeah.
I reckon the 50 kilos of potatoes, I reckon Tony's taken him to task on that.
You reckon? Okay. Without saying anything, Jess, or giving anything away, would you know the answer to this?
I'm not quite sure, actually.
No. Okay. Well, yeah, so that's part of the fun, isn't it?
I reckon 50 kilos of potatoes isn't a lot of potatoes. So I feel
really?
Like, yeah, yeah, I feel like Tony would have sorted that out.
Okay.
I feel like we live in the kind of place where women not wearing a hat on a Sunday would still be in place. Because we still have these dumb laws that are kind of like, you've got to make sure you tie your horse up out the front of the drinking pub. And
like no police officer is going to, you know, enact the law, but they haven't bothered to take it off the legislation.
Yeah, and I can't think of why anyone would really bother removing bird or bat droppings. You'd just sort of hose it off. It's not a big deal.
Right.
I'm kind of tempted to go with the hat, but I feel like I'm picking a really stupid answer.
So one is removal of bird or bat droppings without a license. Two is to a lady to be without a hat on a Sunday. And three, 50 kilograms of potatoes in one place. One of those is not an offence.
Oh, it's not an offence. Mm. Oh, I was thinking which was still an offence.
No.
Mm. Well, in that case, I think I'm going to go with the potatoes.
Okay.
Jess, what would you have locked in?
I probably would have locked in the same thing, actually.
Okay.
How'd I go?
I'm sorry to tell you that is incorrect.
What was it?
It is that it is illegal for a lady to be without a hat on a Sunday.
So it's not real.
It's not real.
It sounds like the kind of thing, because I'm like, I'm so used to female oppression.
Yeah,
that
exactly.
I was like, why? Of course it's legit. Are you kidding me? Anything that would just make our lives harder.
Yes.
Seemed legit. Oh,
so
bugger.
You got it wrong. Jess, but Jess, did you have faith?
I did.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jess.
That's okay.
Oh, I'm sorry.
At least you got to listen to Bon Jovi.
None the wiser on that one. Sorry, Jess. Hopefully next time.
That's okay.
Have
bless
a great
you, Jess.
Day.
Thanks. You guys see.
Bye.
If you have time, check out another Pete, Matt and Kimber podcast on the Listener app. And if you have an existing claim for a road or work accident, contact Maurice Blackburn, Australia's number one plaintiff law firm.